Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents.
Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest.
Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public. Might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back, though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Purple Pants Podcast Pit Stop Coverage, episode 368, Iguana Bridge. I serve as your humble and oh so gracious host, Bryce Isaiah, and I thank you so much for tuning in to this week's recap. If you could be so kind to ensure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast, we are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can find podcasts. The Purple Pants Podcast awaits for you to subscribe. And as always, with your amazing race pit stop coverage, you can watch this audio podcast on video. Head over to the Bryce Isaiah YouTube channel, click subscribe, give this video a thumbs up, and let us know in the comments what you think. I am joined this week with my amazing co-host, Miss Brooke Cam High, the winner of Amazing Race Season 29, and we are back discussing all things Amazing Race Season 36, Episode 2. Brooke and I is talking about the detours, the pit stops, the importance of reading your clues, and how to find the Iguana Bridge. So listen, let's get into this week's pit stop. Hello, hello, and welcome to your Purple Pants Podcast pit stop coverage of Amazing Race Season 36, Episode 2. I am joined by the wealth of knowledge, Miss Brooke Cam High, winner of Amazing Race Season 29. Brookie Poo, how you feeling today?
Good morning. I'm feeling good. I mean, this was all right, but I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I'm feeling good too. Did I cry this episode? Yes. How many times? Three?
Four? Okay.
Am I not happy with the outcome? Yes.
Maybe.
Do I have a team that I need to cuss out?
Probably.
Yes.
But
am I mad that I have to cuss them out? Or initially, oh no, initially. Initially, I was mad, but in the end, I was like, all right, maybe I'm not that mad. But you're like,
you sat with it for 45 minutes and you were like,
well, I think I just get triggered from last season. We had last season kind of triggered me. So when I see it happen, I get a little like, what's going on here? But
I'm excited to hear what you're talking about, because I don't know that I'm going to agree with you, which is cool. I like when we come to blows with each other.
We don't always have to agree, but ultimately the end decision is I'm not mad.
Okay.
But
you have to cuss them out.
I do have to cuss them out a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
I'm excited.
Okay. Well, listen.
I like to not be the only one who gets angry. So this is cool for me.
Yeah. Well, it's always anger with love. It's never anger.
That's true.
But just, you know, always a little anger with love.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about it. All right. So we have 12 teams left. This is the second half of the first mega leg, which we're calling like from the knees to the toes, because last week was just the thigh. And honestly, no, I'm going to get the negative out of the way. I feel like this leg was too flipping easy. Somebody online compared the detour to like a Party City detour, and that cracked me up. I mean, okay, we'll get there. I have some gripes. I had some happy moments. I had some heartbreaking moments. I'm pretty sure Scott and I got quoted by a super fan, which I'm not mad at. And then I have some new favorites. And honestly, like, renewed faith in the favorites that I already had. So this is going to be a fun one. It's a fun one. I don't think it's a hard one, but it's a fun one.
So here, I'm going to disagree with you, right? Like, I think from the knee down, this leg of the super race, I thought it was kind of, so it wasn't like challenging, but I thought it was grueling, and it didn't look grueling as a viewer, but seeing everyone cross the end, it was like, these MFers are drained.
Yeah, okay, it's hot. It was hot. Sure.
No.
I mean, yeah, it gets hot. I mean, yes, okay. Yes, the temperature made it harder. If it were like a balmy 65 and breezy, it would have been a very easy leg. But side note, Morgan is texting me from last season. Hi, Morgan. Shout out
hey,
to Morgan.
Morgan.
Yes, the temperature made it a much better leg, because people were dropping like flies.
They really were. Well, hold on. If you want to, since you want a name job, guess who texted me last night and I have to actually text them back?
Beyonce.
No, John Franklin, the winner of last season. He texted me last night and I went to sleep. So if Brooke is text dropping, let me text drop John Franklin.
I wasn't trying to be like, show me. It just went off. Just in case you heard it. All right. So hi, John. Also, hi, Greg. I spoke to him this week too. He's out of town. Okay. Anyway, route information. They have to go to the Zona Romantica and find the clue at the center of the Iguana Bridge. This leg was all about navigation on foot, which I loved. They are still in Puerto Vallarta, which I don't love. But okay, I can't do anything about that. So whatever. So Rod and Leticia leave first. They always want to be first. She talks about how she's not going to be able to keep up with him, but she kept up with him just fine. I don't know why she's underestimating herself. Don't underestimate yourself. Anyway, they leave at 12:05. And then 5 minutes later, you have Ricky and Cesar, who know that they can get first. And this may be the race that teaches them that they should also be life partners forever and get engaged. And so, I don't know, maybe we'll have an engagement on the final Matt in Philadelphia. We'll see what happens. You should have followed them. I don't know how you didn't. Honestly, I know you have a job and a life and whatever. But if the Amazing Race, you see them finishing in your city, follow them. Come on.
I got
you would
a little
have had
scared.
Real insight.
I mean, right. Scared. I got a little scared. I called you. I was like, I don't know what they're doing. I think they're here. And then
I'm like, follow them. And you're like, I'm busy.
I'm like, I gotta go. But I called you.
You did, and I appreciated that. Okay, so I'm just going to do Derek and Shalisa are third, like 12 minutes later. They are talking about how they can be team's parents, how they're old, but screw that. They're smart and they're in ridiculous shape. They are the only ones who grab a free map from a local person, and good on them for being.
I feel like Shalisa is me. I feel like Shalisa is a collector of things, right? Like, I feel like we're going to go to Shalisa.
Yeah. Right.
Definitely, because when they handed her that map, it was like she didn't even know what it was. She was just
she was free. Something's free. I'll take it.
I can take it. And I was just like, girl, we just had to drop 3 crossword puzzles, and here you go. But I was like, but again, you also the police and her came out. It's free. I don't need to pay nothing. You sure?
Yoink.
Thank you.
Love them. I love them. They are the bickery, wonderful, hilarious. She is me. Team. Love them.
They look amazing.
They look, they're smart. They're fit. They're older, which I love. I love them.
Are they in their 50s or 60s?
Yes,
I was arguing with someone last week. I was like, no, I think they're in their 50s. They're like, no, they're in their 60s. Regardless, they look great.
Yeah. And they're really kicking ass. Like, they are doing so well. So none of this, like, old people shouldn't be allowed in the race, Michigas. Like,
yeah, no. I also got to cuss Derek out a little bit, too. So Derek on my list, too.
All right. Now, or you want to save it?
We'll save it for.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so Juan and Shane are in fourth. They leave at 107. Michelle and Sean, the double Dutchers, are happy to be in fifth. They feel like they can do this. They realize they really, really like each other. I honestly would think that they would annoy me, but they don't. No. I just think they're just such pure joy. They remind me of Floyd from my season. Floyd was sunshine in a human, and I feel like they are sunshine in human form. So I very much like them. Yvonne and Michelle leave a minute later. They're very cute. They talk about how she is, queen badass of the Navy. I'm not going to get the title right, but the episode title was named after her, where she's talking about trust but verify. And I feel like most people in relationships have this. Like, if you're very type A and somebody says something, you trust them, but you also need to make sure for yourself that it's like, actually, I suffer from this. I get that. Exactly. I suffer from that too. I don't think it's a big deal, but she is trying to drop the N verify. Angie and Danny talk about how he is such a ridiculous super fan that he used to host Amazing Race events for like local people. I would like to submit that Danny should host an Amazing Race, a mini Amazing Race for former Amazing Racers and Amazing Race podcasters, like for charity. And yeah, we'll get to go run around and do that. I think that would be super, super fun. So, you know, get on that. Anthony and Bailey. Okay. I like them a lot. Their car still hasn't started. They, they're talking about how they're on the same page. I just don't think it's like a good page yet, but
I also feel like they are the type of people in life. Like, they, each experience, they just kind of like go into it and figure it out, right? And so
within 3 minutes, they have left their clue with the first person they asked for directions. Like,
okay. And after they left it, they stayed there for like 2 seconds and was like, thank you. We won't forget. Yeah, but I thought I was not going to like them necessarily. But I love their energy, right? Like, I really do feel like they are like surfer, a little spacey, but I love it. And I feel like once they get in the car, once they put their seatbelt on, once they check their rearview mirrors, once they see that the gas tank is on empty and they need to get gas is the first thing they do, right? After they start the car, and after they look both ways and pull out into the intersection of the highway, I think they're going to be great.
They somehow manage to do just fine. They're like, they like fail upward. And I mean that very kindly. It's like they do so many things wrong. And yet somehow they're just bopping along doing totally okay. I wouldn't want to race with them, but I very much enjoy watching them race. And I hope they stay for a long time because they are actually very joyful to watch. And I think they're in on the joke. They're like, okay, sorry. Like,
right.
Oops. Like, they're funny. They're not mad about it. Okay. Sunny and Busy leave like 2 minutes after that. And I actually have a newfound respect and love for them this episode. So we'll talk about that because they are not quitters. Kishore and Karishma leave like a minute after that. Honestly.
Yeah.
They're like the queens of the one-liners, especially Karishma. She is just so funny. Like, she's one of those, you have to pay like a little bit of attention. And once you're paying attention, she's hilarious. And then you have Mary and Chris at the back. They talk about how they really need to start like booking it and put a little pep in their step. And then they proceed to just walk everywhere. And then you have Vinny and Amber, who are last, but at least they're running. So I give them credit for that. Okay. So the first thing they have to do is find this iguana bridge, which everyone except like three teams seem to have a real problem with. Nobody knows where it's, like we said last week, like there are a handful of teams that can navigate and everybody else is getting lost, like wherever they're standing. So they, a couple of the teams, you basically, you have Rod and Leticia and Ricky and Cesar, who finish this leg before anybody else starts. Like, it is absurd. 30 minutes into the episode, the two teams have finished, which leads me to believe this whole leg could have taken 2 hours if you didn't mess it up royally. And then I really do think they finished before the last team started. Like, it was nuts because they didn't get lost because they know what they're doing.
Yeah. And it's like, I feel like they had the whole town to themselves to ask different stuff. But I have to say, like, I really love this competition between Rod and Leticia and Ricky and Cesar, because like, it was, dare I say, like turning me on, right? Like, because it's like, I just, Ricky and Cesar, like, they have my heart, because like, I love the fact that first of all, two things I realized this episode, Rob and Leticia and Ricky and Cesar, they're the same couple, right? Like, Rob is Cesar because baby, Cesar was not playing. Like, when he gets locked in, he gets locked in, and I love that for him and Ricky. And I was like getting a little frustrated with them because I'm like, if you were second, it don't matter. Like, it's not a huge like race. But also, I had to remember this is the first pit stop, like, you know, because it's a mega leg. So it is a first pit stop. So it's like, okay, I get it. But I just love to see the competition, and I love to see how they were right on Rod and Leticia's behind. Like, they were not playing any game. But yeah, I just love how competitive Ricky and Cesar are. And I also feel like, don't judge a book by its cover, because you might look at them and be like, oh, I don't know how they're going to do on the race. Cesar said, not today, not this season, and not tomorrow. Okay.
And I like how they sort of respect each other and just, Rod is all, you guys pushed us all day. He could be so cocky because he's so big and so strong and so dominating, but I love him. I love both of them. He's so respectful and not full of himself. I don't know. Maybe he is. He's not coming across that way on the race at all. He is like just humble and kind and supportive. Yes. To the, and you guys did a great job. You guys pushed us all day, like not braggadocious. Like, I'm a fan. I am a fan. I didn't know if I would be, but I am. And so. Mm-hmm.
So lastly, well, obviously we know Rod and Leticia come in first place, but if I'm Ricky and Cesar, and you know how I feel from watching the show with you for many seasons, I don't want to be the first team to hit the mat first, because the odds are you are going to fall back in the pack. Two, if you are coming out there strong, you putting eyes on yourself. And if you stay this strong, if we get a U-turn, no Maya and Rohan, but if we get a U-turn.
One that the show actually plans, you
one
mean?
One that the show actually plans, you're going to be a target. So it was like, I was screaming.
Although I think team number two might have made themselves a little bit of a target also at one point. And I'm thinking that's probably who you want to cuss out.
Oh, well, girl, we could get there now too. Okay, now, as much love as I'm giving Ricky and Cesar, am I saying his name right?
I think it's Cesar, yeah.
Cesar, okay. Sorry if I'm getting it wrong.
Yeah, we apologize to everybody.
I'm excited. Now, when my people, Derek and Shalissa, came around, they was like, you know where to, y'all know where we could find where it's at. Okay, first of all, Cesar didn't even give Ricky a chance to even, okay, Cesar said, now, you know, that pissed me off second, because I am like, It's early in this. It's early in the episode. It's early.
And you're in the front. And you have, and they're, and they literally, like, there's no chance you didn't hear that. She's like, hello. No. Hi. It's me. I'm here. No, nothing. You're not going to help us. And then, like, sorry, next time. Like,
No, yeah, I didn't love that because here's the thing. One, Shalissa does not look like she is one to forget.
Exactly.
And I was like, oh, oh. But and so that I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to cuss Ricky and Cesar out because I don't like that. However, I will give them grace because in their mind, they were going home and they had to beat Rod and Shalissa. Like,
it that's was
like
first or nothing. Right.
So I'm not mad because I do love the competitive nature. But I also am like Ricky and Cesar, just bring it down a little bit. Just a
just
little
be
bit.
Like, it's over there. You don't have to give them exact. No, like, give them a general idea that then they're not pissed and you look good and you're still ahead. And I don't,
Cesar
said no. I understand,
no.
But they were just like, next time?
And yeah.
You better hope they don't need help later.
Listen, because Shalissa. She can crossword puzzles, okay? She don't forget.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So, okay, so we get to this. Those two teams have no problem finding the Iguana Bridge. And then the first clue is this detour. Detour Party City. One side is Balloon Collection, where you have to get three sets of purple, red, and yellow balloons. This detour is entirely too easy. I feel like if you popped a certain number of balloons, you should have had to go back and get more. There was something that made this just too simple, but whatever. And the other side is called Color Correction, or as I like to call it, the detour that only one team actually understood. And you have to find these paper flags that are not in the same order as the example you have in your hands. But like, I think the wording was a little confusing because teams were like, am I looking for the pattern? Am I looking for the colors? But shout out to Sunny and Busy for like legitimately sticking with it and being the only team that didn't switch, even though I was yelling at my screen for them to switch immediately, but good on them for not doing it. They were right though, because if every team decided to do that side of the detour, there were probably a dozen strands that were the answer. And since they were the only one that did it, they weren't hunting for a needle in a haystack. They were hunting for very, very many, many needles in said haystack.
I also feel like this was, clearly the balloons are the challenge or the detour to do. But I feel like how the Amazing Race set you up, because you kept hearing people say that the balloons are all the way on the other side. And this one was like right there. And so like, I feel like that was kind of like the 52 fake out, where it's like, something's real easy here. And the balloons are hard. But I also do feel like the color challenge is one of those challenges where I just knew one team was going to get there and just pull one right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I felt like it, like, again, a needle in a haystack, but I also felt like it could have been as easy as one team get there and because when they read the thing, I was confused because I'm like, I thought they had to put the banner back up. I had like,
I mean, Sunny and Busy understood the assignment. It's just, they were having that. And she's so funny. She's like, look at the, wait, look, pink, look at the pink and pink figure out green. Pink, blue, put on them. Okay.
If green isn't next to pink, it's wrong. If blue isn't next to yellow, it's wrong. Then she got confused and then she was like, no, wait. But no, if blue is next to, like, but foreshadowing a little bit, I wasn't mad at Kishori and Karishma because Kishori just pulled them down. And I thought that that way was so smart though.
It was smart, except I don't think they realized that all of the, it looked like all of the patterns were the same. That wasn't the thing. It was the color order. But she's like, you don't need a ladder. You're like Shaq. Get over there. She's just she's very funny. She's got good little one-liners. And okay.
She's like, yo, bro, what are you doing? Yeah. Bro, come on. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I love Karishma.
She's very funny. Okay, so Rod and Leticia decided they're going to pick their detour based on rock, paper, scissors, which is hilarious. And they got very lucky that that's the one that it landed on. And they do the balloons. They do it very quickly. They're going back and forth with Ricky and Cesar, who mess it up initially and get one set of each color instead of each. And they're very lucky they ran into Rod and Leticia because otherwise they would have had to redo the entire thing. So sometimes you just get lucky when you're like the only two on the course. Derek and Chalisa have trouble finding the bridge. And this is where Ricky and Cesar will not help them. And I think this may come back to bite them in the booty at some point later. But when Rod and Leticia finish the detour, I love them. Like, he's very kind and very humble. And she's like keeping it real. I love that they're not what I thought that they were going to be. So again, I hope it continues for them like this, because sometimes I don't like it when like the very alpha male and like the wife who's like, I'm not gonna be able to keep up. They, you know, Akbar and Sherry vibes, but that's not what happens here.
But I will say though, I feel like there are times that Chalisa kind of tends to want to like maybe this way. And I feel like Derek be swaying her a different way. And I'm like, we need to listen to our queen Chalisa, okay? Although we are a fan of Derek.
He's been right so far.
I mean, he has been, but I'm just saying. But also, it's like, if Derek wanted to be in the Zaddy calendar, I mean, I think Derek, there's a spot for Derek in the Zaddy calendar.
He's the grand Zaddy.
Okay. Listen, he's the Zaddy. Okay. But anyway, all right.
So. I will say, he said to her, like, do you want to run a little? And she's like, yeah, okay. Like, he's not like, kick it up and run. Like, he's not, and she's like, yeah, okay. And then she's like, but why are you running me uphill? What? Like, I love her. I feel like I connect with her. Yeah.
I just got my eye on Derek. I'm just keeping my eye on Derek because, you know, I got to.
That's fair. So two teams are now done with the detour. Half the teams haven't started and they have to make their way to this park for the next clue. Derek and Chalisa, meanwhile, are doing the balloons because they do the physical task because they can. They're straightforward. They're currently sitting in third place. And then Juan and Shane start the leg. And they do the balloons because they too have decided they're going to do anything and everything physical because they can. Michelle and Sean, Yvonne and Michelle. Is it two Michelles?
It is. It's Yvonne. Okay. I have Yvonne and Michelle.
It is Melissa. My bad. And the double Dutchers start and they're so, both couples are very cute. So two teams are at the roadblock. Only half the teams have started and that should tell you how easy this entire leg was. And at the roadblock, it said, who's got a skeleton in the closet? And they have to paint their partner's face to look like a skeleton. Letitia is so happy it's not physical. She's doing great. She's doing a makeup tutorial. And Ricky, who does drag and musical theater, and now I want to take him to karaoke because, as you know, I too was a musical theater major in college, and my sliding door moment was the only Broadway show I ever auditioned for. I got called back and didn't go to go take my LSATs and become a lawyer, and I wish I'd change that because then maybe I could be having a very different life right now. Long story short, Ricky, we got to go karaoke. He might be part of the karaoke crew.
Yes.
Now.
I love during this challenge where Ricky was doing his thing. He was being detail oriented and Caesar was like, hurry it up.
He's like, you're doing great. Keep going. And then Rod and Letitia get it. And he's like, but go faster. Like, I mean, they're very cute and supportive of each other, and they don't get snippy, but like he gets funny. Caesar gets very funny where he's like, you're doing good. Do it more. Do it faster. Do it more. Faster, they're leaving. Faster, let's go. I like them a lot. Okay. So meanwhile, while that's happening, Juan and Shane are finishing the balloons and the 10th team, Kishori and Karishma, is just starting the day. Like this is less than 90 minutes since the first team started. And the first team has finished the roadblock and is making their way to the pit stop at this point. So then teams 11 and 12 start. Yvonne and Melissa, right, find the Iguana Bridge. Sunny and Busy find the Iguana Bridge. The Double Dutchers can't find Bupkis. Like, they're just very, very lost.
Yeah.
Sunny and Busy are the only team that decide to go do the color correction, and they stick with it. Three other teams decide they're going to do it. They get there. They go, I don't understand what they're asking us. This is ridiculous. We're out of here. But Sunny and Busy have some real good stick-to-itiveness, which I think is a word. And if it's not, I just made it one.
It is one.
Okay. Thank you. So meanwhile, Anthony and Bailey finally find the bridge, decide to do color correction, get there, say their heads hurt, and they can't stay there anymore. That's not me saying it. They actually are like, my head hurts. I can't do this. And they decide to switch, which I think is probably the best decision of the day.
Yeah. It's in that first 5 minutes, if you're not feeling it, switch it.
And Angie and Danny get there, and Danny's like, we're going to choose the flags for now. And because he knows it might not be something that that they're going to stay with. And they get there, and Angie's like, what are we doing? And he's like, finding the one that's different. And she's like, but how? Like, what exactly? He's like, that's different. And she's like, but how's it? He goes, it's different. Like, he doesn't know the answer either. He just keeps repeating himself, and it cracks me up.
And I just have to say, if I was unsure about who my favorite team is, it is Angie and Danny. And not even just because I love Angie, it's also so much of Danny. I just love, like, I don't know. I feel like last season, come on, dad, right? Like, now we love that, right? Because I felt like she was playing and like her, like, you know, but I feel like this is almost the reversal, right? Where it's like, I feel like Danny understands that he's racing with his mom. And for me, I think what I even just love more about Danny is we know he's a super fan and we know he loves Amazing Race. But for me, I just get the sense that doing this experience with his mom means a whole lot more than the Amazing Race, because just the way that every time they are getting to the next thing, how you doing? You all right? Like, what should we do? And then reason number 1,807 why I love Angie, because Angie be like, boy, go, come on, let's go. Like, I'm sorry to the other teams, but Danny and Angie, oh, I love them. Like,
well, okay,
I love them.
So I have a little bit of a different feeling, and I'll tell you.
No,
love them. That's not my different feeling. Relax. My different feeling is this. I think Mary and Chris care more about the experience than the race. I feel like Danny and Angie, I feel like Danny's checking on his mom and wants to do this with his mom. I don't think there's anyone else he wants to do it with. But if you went to Danny and you were like, you can be on the Amazing Race, but it can't be with your mom, he'd be like, I'm in. Like, I feel like the race is priority number one. Gravy that he gets to do it with his mom. And I do love that he keeps checking on her. But I do think it's because he wants to continue to be like, let's go. So love them. But I feel like, I hope they don't go home, because I feel like if he does go home, someone's going to need to like watch him and make sure he's okay. Like, this is it. Like,
but we love it. And also, of course, Chris and Mary, you know, I can't forget them. I love them too. I love me some Chris, okay? You know, in our cast assessment, I was like, I could tell Chris used to be a bad boy when he was younger. He messaged us. It was like, me and Mary thought that was so funny. But listen, it was a compliment, and we love you, Chris. Mm-hmm. And I love Chris and Mary. But okay.
Okay, so Ron and Letitia are done. They have to go to the pit stop at Casa Kimberly, which is the vacation home of Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. Anthony and Bailey. Elizabeth Taylor was a very, very famous actress who got married many, many times, who had fragrant white diamonds. But do you remember White Diamonds by Elizabeth Taylor?
Do I remember White Diamonds?
White Diamonds?
That's what I asked my mom to get me for Christmas. Girl, do I have White Diamonds?
It's not!
Girl, so my mom used to wear that growing up. And so, you know, I like to wear cologne and perfume. But like, for me, when I smell Elizabeth Taylor White Diamond, for me, it's like in the morning getting ready. Of course I have Elizabeth Taylor White Diamonds. The nerve.
I'm sorry. You whipped out perfume. Oh, damn. Oh, my gosh. I love you so much. Mm. Oh, that's just good stuff.
And it's hard to get. FYI.
I can't imagine it's readily available on the market these days. This is not a new scent. But
it's hard to get.
Good on you. Okay. Okay. So anyway, Rod goes and asks this group of men, like, where they're going. And the men are like, oh, so that's kind of, he's like, shh, shh, shh. He's so funny and so endearing. He's like, guys.
He's like, wait, because mind you, he knows Caesar might be getting his face done, but Caesar is lying.
Like, always listening. Mm-hmm.
Another thing, what I love, even though you don't love this being, first of all, my coffee has kicked in, and I'm so excited to be talking to Maze Race with you. Another thing that I love about this foot leg race, oftentimes we don't see it a lot, but baby, this town, these people that are in Mexico, baby, they are camera ready. Okay. Yeah. I can't tell you how many of these I saw in the background, or people just blatantly.
Oh yeah.
Record. Like, we don't see, I mean, obviously I know it happens, but I feel like they edit a lot of that out, but I don't feel like in Mexico they could, because it was just so many people. I loved it. I like that too. Even with the twins, what's their names? Anthony and Bailey. When they were asking the waiters, and then after, like, the waiters was just sitting out on the steps, I was like, okay, the waiters kind of cute. I'm here for the people watching. So
I like when Anthony and Bailey asked the very nice lady on the bench, I don't know who Elizabeth Taylor is, but do you know where her house is? And she just laughs. She can't help but laugh at them, but like in a sweet way, because they are very sweet, but maybe I'm just old. I don't know. Maybe they're not well known. I don't know.
Anthony and Bailey took me out when they was like, well, do you know how to get to, well, actually, here, you'll read it. I was like, not y'all just giving the whole clue to, and the lady was like, over there.
Yeah,
but I love them. I
have no problems with them.
I hope they stay around.
I do too. I think they're hilarious to watch.
And I want to see them coming first. Can you imagine?
Walking into it, which, you know what? Okay, that happens. Like, I have no problem with it. Like, luck is a big part of the amazing. Okay, anyway. So Derek and Shalisa show up at the roadblock, and he is so sweaty that she goes to put the makeup on him, and she's like, stop sweating. She's just so okay. She should have just wrapped a towel around his head and then done the makeup from there down.
Derek is like, you do your makeup every morning. I thought this would be easy. She's like, I don't do it on a sweaty face.
Right. I'm not pouring sweat when I do it, but they are just, I really like them. I mean, I really, really want them to stay for a long time just because I find her enjoyable. Because she's so real. They're just so real. They're very real. So while this is happening, Yvonne and Melissa have finished the detour. Anthony and Bailey also can't find the balloons to save their life. They're wandering around. But Anthony, I don't know. I have a problem. They should have to wear name tags. Twins should always have to wear name tags.
But I mean, maybe I stare at them too much. I could tell
you can tell them apart.
I could tell them apart. There's like a slight, if you look at them face to face, there's a slight difference. But I appreciated when they were looking for the balloons and they were kind of like all over the place. And Anthony was like, bro, I just need you to trust me. And I think, again, I right or wrong, they just need to make a decision, right? Mm-hmm. And if they like can, and so I love the fact, or I even love when Anthony was like, I don't have it in me. I need for you to take the lead. Like, I love that about them.
Yeah, I like when he was like, just trust me. And then there was a level of trust. And he's like, there it is. I told you to trust me. So that I like, their dynamic is really, really good. When in the beginning they were talking a lot about like, we were always pitted against each other. And I really think they actually make a really good team that complements each other. So good. Okay. So while this is happening, Sunny and Busy are cutting down the wrong strand, but they're still working on it. Michelle and Sean are so lost that they actually don't find the detour. They find the roadblock and they start doing the roadblock, as does Kishori and Karishma.
And Karishma.
They both show up thinking that Iguana Bridge is the roadblock.
However, my girl Karishma felt like something was off.
She did. She's like, I don't think this is right. And Kishore's like, there are 7 clues. This is right. Like, we're not far behind. This is right. And Karishma's like, I don't think so.
Right. And the double dutch, Michelle and Sean, first of all, Michelle had me cracking up when Kishore and Karishma arrived. And they was like, is this that water bridge? And Michelle's
like, yeah, you're mm-hmm.
Welcome. We here. All wrong.
All wrong. So this is like 45 minutes into the episode. We finally see Chris and Mary, who are just pinching themselves and happy to be there to make sure they're not dreaming. Their life is so good that they're here. But they're like,
they moving at the pace that they moving at.
Moving at the pace of someone who goes home. What do you mean? That it's a race.
Listen, it's hot out, okay? Chris ain't packed a Ben Gay for his joints. So listen, we moving at the pace of Chris. And if Mary not stressed, we not stressed.
I am stressed. She's not stressed, but I am. I'm yelling at them to go. Although I will say, Chris is like, I need to sit down for 5 minutes. She's making an electrolyte drink for them. He's basically vomiting on top of her. But he says, I'm not letting a medic take me out of this race. I'm going to take 5 minutes. I give him all the credit in the world for this. And then he's like, I feel better. And then they just get up and start moseying. Put a little pep in your step. Meanwhile, Karishma is all, you will have to drag my cold, limp, lifeless body off of this race course before I ask for a medic. You can sleep when you're dead. You can rest when it's over. Move. And she is so funny. And I appreciate that.
Yes. And also with Chris and Mary, I feel like I love how Mary is very like protective and like support her dad, but she draw the line and throw up. She like
that way.
Throw up that way.
They're very funny. Okay, so then you have Amber and Vinny running around like chickens with their head cut off, and Angie and Danny tell them which way to go because they think they might need help later, and I'm for that. They say it's that way, keep going. They're going to find it anyway. They were running in the right direction, so just be like, yeah, good.
But that's a strategic move on Danny, and I'm not mad at that because it's like, listen, we in the back of the pack. Let me give them this good favor, and listen, reason 1,007 why I love Danny and Angie, because I wasn't mad at that.
No.
Caesar, take some notes.
I mean, Caesar's doing fine. At this point, he's checked into the pit stop in second place, and Rod and Leticia have won a trip to Portugal, which honestly, they don't seem that excited.
Girl! Oh my God, wait. Okay, so this is when I was like, I am no longer mad at Ricky and Caesar, because first of all, they wanted that first spot so bad, but when Phil told Leticia and Rob that they got Portugal, like, it was visible that they were like, oh.
Well, so part of me was like, maybe they didn't want to be like over celebrating on the mat with somebody else there and like rubbing it in their face. But then part of me was like, maybe they're just not excited about a trip to Portugal. I don't know.
They wanted
like,
money. They wanted you can some
gift
money.
That, you can gift that trip to somebody else. You don't have to keep your prize. There have been legs of the race. One that I remember very specifically where there was a team, Mark and Bopper, that needed the money. And another team, I don't remember the other team, won like $5,000 each on the mat. And this other Mark and Bopper team showed up like right thereafter, and they gifted them the $5,000 each because they thought that, if I have this right, that Mark and Bopper were going to go home, and then it was a non-elimination leg, and then they gifted the money for no reason. But whatever, it's fine. If I have that wrong, somebody will correct me, but I think I have the gist correctly.
But this show is like, Portugal, that's it. I thought that was so funny. I wrote that down because I was like, is it me? Or because they've just been so high energy, so big personalities, and they were like, this is what we got. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They like, yeah, Portugal.
Portugal's great.
I mean, it is.
But also, maybe they were a little bit, that maybe they cut stuff out. I don't know. Even if
they were more excited and they did edit that for that reaction, I think that that's even better.
That's pretty funny.
But I also just loved it because, like, Ricky and Cesar, like, they, like, if they would have got it, I feel like they would have been crying. And, like, so I loved it.
God, it's our honeymoon and it's going to be, they would. You know what? I hope they get it first because I want to see their excitement over whatever.
I also love, one, I feel like Rod has such good sportsmanship because, they were so excited when they were there. Also, I felt like, now this probably wasn't shade, but I just loved it a little bit in my mind. I made it shade. After they gave them the trip and they were celebrating, Rod like had the fist pump up to like, and they just didn't see it. And it's just so funny because like for like 4 seconds, you just see Rod's hand in the air.
I love him. You guys pushed us. You guys made us better. Like you didn't have to say any of that. Like you are such a far superior athlete to everybody else on the mat with you. I just really, really like his attitude. I'm a fan.
I love Rod and Letitia.
Agree.
Now, here is a random note that like I don't think they're going to win the race only because they came in first. So you know I always say that the people, well, maybe
you know that's what wins you the race, right?
Wait, I take this back. I have to see maybe like 4 more episodes. If they win first,
do you have to see like 10 more episodes and then you'll decide?
For me, you know, I always say the teams that like are in the early, like that win, like the first 3 pit stops, I always say they're not going to win because it's like that momentum kind of sort of fades a little bit. So it's always like, I like a team that's like 3rd or 4th or 5th. And I didn't expect to want to root for them, but Juan and Shane,
Your feelings have changed because last week you were a little, they over-celebrate too much.
I mean, they do.
Too hammy.
They do. They over-celebrated this time as well when they left the painting area.
But they did do something really, really nice.
They did help Karishma and Kishori. And I also loved how they helped and worked. Like at first they like
answered all the questions. They're like, we're going to start and we continue to talk. I like them a lot. Yeah. So this is what's happening right now. Karishma and Kishori are like, guys, this is the Iguana Bridge, right? And they're like, no, like we already did the detour.
There's a detour.
And
you're
like, what?
Karishma's like, a detour.
And then Karishma's like, well, let's keep doing this. And Kishori. And then Karishma's like, no, this is wrong. We need to go. Meanwhile, Michelle is still painting while she's listening to everything that's going on. Part of me was like, why didn't you just leave what was already done, go back and do the other thing? But I'm pretty certain they can't go out of order. So they had to start over and whatever.
I do have a question. And mind you, I don't know why her name is leaving because I love her. Come on, Dad.
Anna Lee. What was
Anna Lee and Steve? Remember when they were in the go-karts going shopping and they didn't do something? They did something out of order. Uh-huh. So my question to you is, as the Amazing Race officiate, could they have not completed this? Could they have completed this, got the thumbs up, and then gone back and do the balloons?
No, because they wouldn't have gotten the thumbs up. They would have said, they would have continued to get no's because they didn't complete something before they got there. So
because I thought they would have like got a yes, but they wouldn't have got a clue.
What happened with Anna Lee? Well, yeah, but what happened like last week when Karishma didn't wear her kerchief is she finished it and they didn't give her a yes, but no clue. They just said no. And she's like, well, give me the clue. I got to read it again. And so they would have just continued to say no. And so I'm glad that Juan and Shane were the ones there because they helped him. Imagine if Ricky and Cesar were there and they were like, is this Iguana Bridge? And they were like, so we'll see. Anyway, Shalice and Derek are finishing at this point. They get third place. They are adorable. Phil is like, Derek, I've seen you taller. I've seen you less sweaty.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, Brooke. After Derek and Shalice, baby, these people came drenched. Tired.
It was hot. I get that.
Girl, no.
But it's the amazing rain. This leg was, had it not been sweltering, this leg would have literally been a walk in the park. Like, it took like 90 minutes. Our first leg of the amazing race took 36 hours. I'm not joking. Between flights and driving and exploring the entire country of Panama because everybody got lost, 36 hours start to finish. This was like 90 minutes. Like,
I don't care what you say, bro. So, yeah, I thought this was great.
Okay. It was great. It was just like mega leg. Like it was like a mini. Okay. Whatever, Brooke. Shut up. Okay. So Yvonne's doing the roadblock. And Danny and Angie are collecting balloons. And this is where I'm pretty sure we are quoted. He asks his mom if it's harder than giving birth, because as I was in Vietnam riding a one-speed bicycle through rural Vietnam, my partner kept, and I'm like grunting because I'm exhausted. He's like, she's in labor. It's twins this time. And so Danny, as the super, super fan, I'm pretty sure was referencing our season and talking about if this was harder than labor. And his mom's all, let's see what comes out. She's adorable and super, super cute. But I felt very seen in that moment.
But I'm sorry, riding a bike in Vietnam, that just seems like a walk in the park.
You're on drugs. Like, it was 50 plus miles on a one-speed bicycle with a backpack on roads. And I use the term road very loosely, that were basically just pebbles and dirt. And you know what? Fine. Whatever. Yes, it was easy. I'm bitching for no reason.
No, I'm just teasing. I'm teasing.
I can see how collecting balloons is much harder than that. Yes, you're absolutely right. No, you are. Uh-huh. Anyway, Amber and Vinny are doing the balloons at this point because everyone else has decided to give up on the flags. And Michelle and Sean do the balloons. Karishma and Kishori do the flags and then swap. Mary and Chris do the flags and then swap. And so that's all that's going on there. So now you have Anthony and Bailey at the roadblock as Juan and Shane are finishing the roadblock. And you have Sunny and Busy who finally get it. They're in ninth place and they head to the roadblock while Juan and Shane head to the pit stop. So, but at the pit stop, they're very humble. They learn to trust their gut. They learn not to underestimate the competition. They're speaking very highly of everybody else. I think they handled this pit stop a whole lot better than the one before. But honestly, I didn't have a problem with kissing the ground of the first one. You made it through leg one. That is the hardest leg because you don't know what to expect. This is a fully new experience. And every one of them told you it is harder than it looks on TV. So I appreciate that. They are let. I mean, Sunny and Beezy are like, this is way harder than fighting fires. Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine that's true, but like, very nice of them to say.
Juan and Vinny, Juan and Shane, they remind me of Dusty and Ryan, right? Like, and I feel like they are, I like their momentum. And we'll see. I feel like something might trip them up, but I like their momentum and they remind me of Dusty and Ryan. And, you know, I have an affinity for Ryan. Also, I guess, like, you know, when we get back to the face painting, reason 1,000,007 why Angie is my girl. And I will tolerate no Angie slander here.
Because it has no slander.
I mean, no, I'm not saying. I'm just saying for future, if you happen to be on Facebook and somebody say something nasty about Angie on Facebook, I'm coming in the group because at this point, Angie is Barb. And while they are like literally, this is like I start to get emotional here because while they're face painting, Angie is like, I'm getting a little hot. I'm getting overheated. Now, I don't know if the medics intervene, but they lay Angie down on her back. And, you know, now this is where I could see where Danny come in at a little bit because Danny is like, you good? You fine, mom? And after she's like, yeah, I just need to cool off. Baby, Danny starts to face paint Angie while she is laying down. But this just makes me a little emotional, right? Because it's just like, again, it just really honestly makes me think of my mom. And I like, there's not anything my mom, and I'm sure there's not anything that Mama Cam High, shout out to Mama Cam High.
She would never do this.
Well, okay, Mama Cam High trust.
She'd last 5 minutes. I will say this. First of all, kudos to Danny for being like, I read the clue and it didn't say I couldn't keep going while she was passed out on the floor. So I just continued to paint her passed out face. I give him a lot of credit for that. I will say, this is no slander. This is nothing bad. If you're in the middle of getting help from a medic and you have like a cold pack underneath you, I do think you should not be allowed to be continuing at that moment. I feel like if you're getting aid, you're in a timeout. That being said, if there was no cold pack, and I don't think she should have to sit in the chair. If she wants to lay on the ground, let her lay on the ground. I think it was hilarious that he was like,
wow, since you taking a little break, let me.
Exactly. I think that's great. He is definitely like, there is no read your clue with it. He has read the clue 4 times and found the loophole. So good on him, because that's really, really, really funny to me. Okay, so Sunny and Busy are now doing the roadblock. Busy is asking for a check every 3 seconds. That's the funniest thing. She's like, check. They're like, no. She's like, check. They're like, still no. She's like, check. And so.
But I'm not mad. I feel like you have taught me that. I feel like ask for more checks than not, because then you have, what's their name? What's the nurses?
Amber and Vinny.
Season's
nurses?
Then you have Amber and Vinny, where Amber is like, now my.
She's like painting the Sistine Chapel.
Her work is good, though.
It's too like, good.
She's like, and Vinny's like, you know, they've asked for 13 checks. We could get one in. And she's like, I just got to get your teeth done. I got to get, like, I appreciate her so much. And then when the ladies get it, I think Vinny's just like, check.
Yeah, I don't think he was allowed to ask for it, but I think he did, which is really, really funny. And then you have Michelle and Sean who are there. She is legitimately, I need a dose of her optimism. She is the most optimistic person maybe I've ever seen. We struggle with infertility. Now we have 3 kids. We struggle with getting lost. Now we're here and we have got this. Like they're like really, really cute. And yeah. I really, really like them. So I have no problems with them. I will say it's a good thing that Chris and Karishma are not partners, because he needs to sit down. And if he didn't have a supportive daughter who was willing to sit with him, if Karishma was his partner, she'd be like, listen, pops, climb on my back and we keep moving. Like she would have none of it. And I think that's hilarious. So it's good, but I do give him a lot of credit for not calling for a medic. Anthony and Bailey now have their clue. And Anthony, I think he has his face painted and says, I look like a clown. I can't ask for directions. This is where they ask this woman for Elizabeth Taylor, whoever that is, for her vacation spot. I don't know. Is she someone famous? Who knows? And then at this point, Yvonne and Melissa are checking into the pit stop in 5th place. Okay. So then Angie and Danny finish the roadblock. Then Amber and Vinny finish. Sunny and Busy get it. Karishma and Kishori and Michelle and Sean are all at the roadblock and finishing up. You have Mary and Chris at the roadblock, and they said they saw other teams, but they didn't show any other teams in like the background or that. Like, I think editing was trying to do its thing. So 5 teams have checked in. Everybody else is so flipping lost trying to find the pit stop. They're going in every which way except Angie and Danny, who are somehow climbing some rock wall back stairs. She's singing some song to keep herself motivated. And then they check in 6th place. And hand to God, his reaction is the best thing I've ever seen. He is so shocked that everybody else has screwed up so royally that they've managed to make it to six, that it is the most endearing check-in. And I know this is reason 1,312, while you love them so, so much.
I do. This is the third time I started crying. Because
it was all three were them.
It was. It really was. It was like when he took her backpack, when she was laying on the ground, and then when they got here and he was trying to give her the credit, like, it's all because of her. And she was like, no, it's all because of you. Like, I love them. Like, can I come over for Thanksgiving? Like, I want to lie.
Oh, I'm sure they'd have you.
Yeah. And, you know, Danny is a fan of the Purple Pants podcast and the Pit Stop coverage. So, but yeah, I love everybody.
Good thing we like them then. I didn't know that bit of information. So it's a good thing I'm not saying anything bad. Big fan. Okay. So, Mary and Chris at this point must just know they're last because they're moseying around like they don't have a care in the world and they're enjoying the ocean breeze.
Brooke.
What? Put some pep in your step. Well, I love them. I love a father-daughter team. I want to see them last as long as possible. But like,
listen, they might be slow and steady. Okay.
No, they're just this is what slow.
But you're not coming for my Chris, okay?
I'm not coming for anyone. I wanted them to last so long because I love them. This is said with love because I did not want to see them go home because I very much enjoy them. And I think they should get the $1 million anyway because I don't think they should be living in a one-bedroom apartment. I think we should give them the money and rewrite the rules. I know that's not going to happen, and yet I will petition for it. I'm a fan. It is said because I don't want to see them go.
I don't want to see them go either. I love Mary, and I mean, I love Mary, but sorry, Mary. Chris is a little more superior in my heart. But although they might have been a little slow, although Chris might have been throwing up, although Mary might have been pushing him over there so the throw up don't get on her, although he might have had to make a little electrolyte drink and get it together, like, they, yes, they came in last, but by no means were they out of the race, though.
That's my point.
But, you know.
You have teams that were so okay. So Vinny and Amber check in seven. Good on them. They jumped a lot. Anthony and Bailey are right there in eighth. Sunny and Busy. No? Yeah, ninth. Sunny and Busy are right there in ninth. Kishori and Karishma get there in 10th, thank God, because if they went home, I would have been devastated. They are too funny to leave. They need to, like, pay more attention.
But at the same time, I low-key don't want them to because I also...
Well, it is more fun when they don't, but I need them to not go home. And then you have Michelle and Sean who are so lost. So that's my point. Mary and Chris were not out. So don't be walking around like you're out. Like, race till you can't race no more. That's my feeling.
But I just feel like that's what Chris was trying to do. He was trying to race until he can't race no more, because if he would have been running, he wouldn't have been able to race no more. So I feel like
I will say my favorite moment of the episode, my favorite moment of the episode happened when Michelle and Sean get to the pit stop and she just has this look on her face like, oh no, we're eliminated. And Phil doesn't say anything. She goes, oh no. And Sean looks up like he missed something. And Phil's like, who said you were eliminated? She's like, we're not. He's like, no. And she's like, she's like, losing. She's so excited. They can't go home either.
Yeah,
like, they can't go home either. So, I mean, and then Mary and Chris get there. I appreciate they lived their dream. The mom was a fan of the race. They did this, you know, to honor her memory and to be close together. And I'm so sad to see them go. There was no negative about me saying run faster, because run faster was the only thing that was going to keep them in it. And so they were so nice to watch. They're such an inspiration on like a really good father-daughter relationship. And I mean, I look forward to meeting you in person. I'm very sad that it is over for them. If the other option were Michelle and Sean, I don't know, because she is just, the moment where she was just like, and just Phil was like, I didn't say you were done. Like, why are we assuming you're finished? Like,
Phil be getting me mad at them times because
I think he's
if
funny.
That were me, I would be cussing Phil out if he'd be like, you're not going home. Don't play with me, Philip. But
yeah. I had a moment with Phil. Like, we knew we were second to last in Africa. I had a very bad day making a ladle out of, like, you know, a rusty, like, piece of metal and God knows what. And we got there and I have never been so dirty in my life, but we got there and he's like, do you know what place you are? And I was like, there are 8 teams left. And I was like, 7, I think we're 7, please. Like, tell me. Not. And he's like, you're good. You're still like, he was always so nice to me. I think he's great. I think he's so funny. And I think it's funny when he gets to play with the teams a little bit, being like, I don't even get to mess with you and say you might be going, you're okay. Like,
I didn't even say anything. I was drinking my electric light water. Okay?
Exactly. They were great. And so next week they get to go to Colombia. So at least they're leaving, you know, Mexico, North America. They're leaving North America. They're going right next door. But okay. So Colombia, where we get to see a little bit of a new flavor. So I'm excited for that.
And, I'm loving the season already. I've been to Mexico. I've been to Colombia. I live in Philadelphia. So I'm, you know, check me off the mat.
I can't wait for the last episode. So I'm be like, Bryce, I mean, I've been to Philadelphia several times, but I don't never live there. So I'm
going to direct you.
Yes.
I'm directing us. Okay. I got you covered. Thank you so much, Miss Brooke Cam High, for another amazing pit stop. We'll be back next week covering episode 3. We appreciate you so much. Before we go, Brooke, where can the people follow you at on the Twitter and the Instagram and Facebook if they want to say
on the Facebook? It's just my name. I mean, isn't that just how it works? And then on the Twitter and on the Instagram, it is at the Real B Cam High, which was ironic. And now I just think it sounds a little silly, but at the Real B Cam High, come tell me why we're wrong. Tell me why we're pretty. Just tell us whatever you want to tell us. Comment below. We love to read them. We love to reply. And it's possible if I can move something around that I may be watching with a few of the racers this week. So I will give you a little bit of, you know, behind the scenes intel on the next episode of the Pit Stop for the Purple Pants podcast.
Yes. Well, we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better listen in public. Might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back, though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.